So the buying objection we're really conquering is, I don't know what I'm paying for, or this feels expensive for what I'm getting. You would not believe how many times I hear this. I wish I had found you earlier, Emily, before I wasted money on that VA setup course. Those courses out there teach you how to pick a business name and open a Canva account. It's cute, but they don't actually teach you the marketing skills and services that pay the bills that clients are looking for. And you can Google how to set up a business, my friend. That's where Udemy School is different. In 16 weeks, you'll learn client-ready marketing, email, funnels, social, SEO, AI, and graduate with a portfolio and confidence to charge more and say yes to the client work. Doors open October 23rd. Class starts October 30th. Enroll at udemyschool.com. Hey there, I'm Emily Reagan, and you found The Marketing Freelancer. This is the podcast for marketing freelancers and service providers who are already making an impact behind the scenes and want to take their skills, income, and business to the next level. Here, we're all about embracing the unicorn title, a full-stack marketer who can do it all, strategy, implementation, creativity, and everything in between. We're the magic makers who know how to deliver real results for clients and are ready to rise as sought-after marketing specialists. We're building a business we're proud of, working with dream clients with impact, and charging rates that reflect our work's worth. Unicorns unite. Welcome back to the show. We're going to do another Ask Emily Anything mini episode. And my question today came from my friend Adam, who is in corporate strategic communications. And he had a very good question. And he just wrote me a DM. So I don't have his voice. I'm sorry. You're not going to be able to hear his voice today. Now, in case we haven't met, I am a fellow freelancer. I've been doing this work for a long time, and I really love helping other people learn how to turn their work experience, their education, their passion into well-paying, flexible freelance work. And I have done this by doing Pinterest and content marketing and building funnels and email marketing. And I love it so much, I started teaching my friends. So glad you found the podcast. I also want you to know that we are going to be opening the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School really soon. So if you are lacking the marketing skills, you need to know how to do the services. We have an updated Udemy School coming out. Doors are opening October 23rd, and we're adding in AI. We're rearranging the business setup lessons and really talking better about client management. That always seems to be one of the sticking points when people get in and start doing the work too. The cool thing about Udemy School is you go through the program together. We're actually together 18 weeks, and then you get 4 free months in our digital marketers work group. So you have a container to book your first clients, fix your packaging, do your pricing, build your website, get positioned so that you will get a return. And the biggest question everyone has is, how do I land clients? We hand over job leads, but we'll also be talking about 7 ways to land clients, 7 different strategies in a live next week. So if you haven't signed up for that, put the link in the show notes. We're having 7 fellow freelancers share what they did, what they said, what they wrote to book the client, because I want you to know there is work out there. All right. Our question today came from Adam. He said, what do you prefer, quoting a price for a potential client? 1 figure or itemized pricing? So I think pricing and packaging trips up a lot of freelancers when they're putting together their proposals, when they are quoting prices on a discovery call, and presenting your pricing is a whole different topic. And we get into that in Udemy School, how to talk about it confidently, how to do it on camera, how to do it on a sales call, and how to articulate your value. So this is really getting into the it depends category, which we all hate that answer. Should you give 1 lump sum? Should you itemize every single thing with a price next to it? Or do you just throw out a number and hope they say yes? It can depend on the client you're working with and their level of sophistication. I will say that corporate clients are going to expect more itemized pricing, right? But this is what I do. My answer is neither. Well, sort of. I list everything they're getting and I give 1 total price. It kind of handles a couple things, because if I give an itemized breakdown, we don't want the client to just pick it apart or try to negotiate on individual line items. We want them to come together and see like the total value of what we're providing here. So we have this fear. If I'm too transparent, is it just going to, give them negotiation ammunition? But actually, showing what's included builds trust. It educates the clients on the value of each component. And you can kind of explain your strategy, your approach. It depends on, again, the client sophistication, like where are they? How new are they? How experienced are they in this department? It also helps with the whole fear that we have, oh, they're going to think I'm so expensive when they see it broken down. So when you give one lump sum, it can feel scary, but you've broken down what's included. And so you're kind of negating that. Showing the itemization without the price tag helps clients understand where their money is going. And in this day and age with this, you know, whole trust recession, we're skeptical about who we hire and bring on the team, right? Because it's just people have been burned. People have been burned by buying courses, communities, small tech nano tools, and of course, by their own teammates, myself included. So we also have that fear, like, I don't want the clients to do the math and know my margins and add it all up. I'm like moving my fingers. I wish you could see me. So if you can do one lump sum, it's really going into value-based pricing here. You're able to show the outcome of everything you're doing and how it's all coming together in one. But you don't have to reveal the time it takes for each one of these items. You know, you don't have to break down hourly or task-based pricing at all. So it's actually nice. Some people think that one figure is very premium and confident. I just think that since we've been burned before, we need more substance than that. And other people think that itemized is very professional and thorough, but then you can get the race to the bottom. The people who are really like seeing your time and treating it as a commodity and like looking to replace you, or, hey, if we piece this out, give it to someone else, like how can we reduce the cost? And it kind of negates that because you can show how it's all entwined and comes together. But the truth is it really does depend on each client and the project, the complexity of the project too. So I like to list everything they're getting. I give one total price. It avoids creating that situation where you've listed every deliverable and now you're handing your client a menu, right? And what do people do with menus? They start shopping, right? Do I really need this email sequence? That's $800. Let's cut it. Can we skip the landing page? I mean, come on. You all know the clients that are like that. And then you're in that negotiation mode, defending every line item, justifying every price. But you want them to treat it like that strategic package instead of like a little buffet. Like they can't just pick and choose. It's like this one price is very confident and it's attracting the energy you want. You want that client who values your time and energy and knows the value of the work that you're putting out there. So itemized pricing can make the client really focus on the cost per task instead of that overall value, instead of the transformation you're actually delivering. So you don't want to just give one big number with no context. That can feel inexpensive and unclear. And you have to set yourself up with scope of work and boundaries. You don't want them questioning, well, what am I even paying for? I can remember somebody giving me a really big quote for something that I was like, that doesn't really take me that long to do. And just thinking like, what is that actually going to include? And it wasn't a good feeling. And I wasn't interested in moving forward because I didn't see more substance to that. And when people don't understand what they're buying, they hesitate, or worse, they ghost. They ghost. If people are ghosting you, like, heads up. You could take Udemy School self-paced, sure, but the live cohort is where the magic happens. You get weekly Q&As, you have office hours and portfolio reviews, and direct feedback while you're doing the work. You're not just watching the videos, you're building assets alongside other go-getters with me in your corner, and there's just something about the accountability of a live cohort. If you want accountability, community, and job leads while you learn, this is the round to join. Doors open October 23rd. Class starts October 30th at udemyschool.com. Back to the show. So I really recommend I list out everything they're getting, every deliverable, every touch point, anything that makes you special, every little piece of scope, make it crystal clear what's included, no confusion and no scope creep on you later. And then you give one total investment price. Not necessarily itemized and not broken down by cost, just one number. And I think it shows transparency, it demonstrates value, it keeps your pricing authority intact. You're not negotiating like we talked about. This is a package, this is an investment, take it or leave it. And it prevents all that cherry picking. So the buying objection we're really conquering is, I don't know what I'm paying for, or this feels expensive for what I'm getting. And you're saying, here's everything included, the total investment, let's do this. Okay, so how should you say that? I would say something like this. Well, I wouldn't say something like this. I would say more professional. Here's what's included in this package, blah, blah, blah. The total investment is blank dollars, and it's designed as a complete strategy for whatever they want, the outcome they want, the thing they really desire. And I think that's the key. This is designed as a complete strategy. So they know we're not piecemealing here and everything works together to get you there. There we go. That's it. Simple, clear, confident. You're not justifying anything. You're not defending anything. You're presenting a solution. Now, are there times when you need to itemize? Sometimes when I'm sending the invoice after, I'd like the client to know what I did. Again, so they're not questioning. Corporate clients sometimes need a budget breakdown for their finance team, and that's something you want to ask going into it. I know for my team, if we're working on launch stuff versus everyday content stuff versus work group stuff, I do need that itemized out because I want to allocate hours or time. It's a little different situation because they're invoicing me sometimes like hourly or when they go over their retainers, but I want to be able to calculate my cost of goods sold, my cost of delivery, my cost of fulfillment. And I need to know, like, I do want to know how long did that take so I can budget for next time. For most freelancers, you're working with small business owners, entrepreneurs, solo clients, listing everything one price, that's a good move. If you want to do a la carte, that's also a good option too. Getting into a new client's business and building a relationship from there. So even if you're established, I've seen this with members of our work group, having that a la carte, clients can kind of build their own package and you can meet their needs, build trust, and then get booked from there. I see that work a lot. So here's what I want you to remember after this little mini micro episode of the marketing freelancer. You are not running a discount store. You are not a vending machine. People don't just plug in money and get it out of you and pick what they want, right? You're a professional offering a strategic solution. You know what the F you're doing. So present your pricing like that, but don't give them any room to doubt that you don't know what you're doing. List the full scope. I see this all the time on services and pricing guides and proposals. List that scope. If you're missing like key things in there, I'm doubting if you know how to do the work. Give one price so they can make a decision without nitpicking you. And then you let them decide. The right client will always, always, always say yes. And the wrong ones will try to negotiate. You can meet people with their budget, but this is just how you know who you're meant to work with. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me on The Marketing Freelancer. If you really want to help little old Emily Reagan, could you share this podcast with a fellow virtual assistant or freelancer or someone interested in doing this work, especially because they're really smart and they want to start doing this on the side? That's the best thing you can do to help me out. And you can also DM me on Instagram. You can submit an Ask Emily Anything question. You can DM me like Adam did, or you can submit with our SpeakPipe. The link is below in the show description. All right. I love hearing from you. Keep it up. I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to The Marketing Freelancer. If you're ready to connect with other marketing freelancers, learn advanced strategies, and take your business to the next level, check out our Digital Marketers Workgroup. It's my exclusive membership where you'll find the support, community, and tools to land premium clients and grow your income. Visit marketersworkgroup.com to learn more, or just use the link in the show notes. Apply today. Step into your power, own your expertise, and command the rates your work deserves. See you next time on The Marketing Freelancer. Unicorns unite. Okay, I'm going to do another Ask Me Emily Anything. Ask Emily Anything. Oh my God, Emily. Still stuck doing calendar management and inbox cleanup while clients hand the real marketing projects to someone else and then pay them more? UDMA School opens October 23rd. In 16 weeks, you'll learn the marketing skills clients actually pay for: email marketing, funnels, SEO, and even AI workflows. Class starts October 30th. Grab your spot at udmaschool.com.